I'm Philip Sample, PA Dr. D, Surgeon Curator. Today's date is 11-17-2022. The patient is for Lakeisha Kidd. Kidd spells K-I-D-D. Lakeisha spells L-A-K-I-S-I-A. Date of birth is 06-12-1983. This is a 39-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Ms. Lakeisha has a history of opioid use disorder, insomnia. She's currently on Suboxone and... Lunesta is there for follow-up for these condition and medication refill. She stays since the last visit. She has had no need. She was in a emergency room because she has an abscess in her upper medial thigh, which was IND'd, and she was given antibiotics, period, but nothing for pain, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history. Question. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed over negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100%. Room air blood pressure 104 over 68. Pulse 88. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph. Cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions. Lacerations. Macules or papules. No vesicles or emboli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Assessment number two, medication refill. Assessment number three, insomnia. Assessment number four is... benzodiazepine use / abuse, period. Next paragraph, urine drug screen was done during today. Urine drug screen reviewed Suboxone and benzodiazepine. The patient had and I had a lengthy discussion as to source of her benzo. She says she can't recall taking anything. She had an IND done, but she received epinephrine, correction, lidocaine injection, an IND, and no pain medication. She says she was sent home with Bactrim and doxycycline. The patient was consulted on this finding. She was advised she has to come back within 2 weeks, and the drug test within 2 weeks has to be negative. If she continues to have positive tests, she will be referred for substance abuse and placed on hold on this program, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion. Our medication was refilled as follows. Lunesta, 3 milligrams, 1 PO QHS for 30 days. On the 30, next medication, Suboxone, 8/2 milligrams SLFM. She would take 1 Femacel daily for 15 days. 15. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She insists that she doesn't know how medication got into her system. She would still be seen in 2 weeks. And she would have drug tests on every, continue to have drug tests every week, period. End of the patient.